spent a lot of time with the dying, sometimes many hours with them. But I found over the years that the way I spend time with them has changed dramatically. When I was first a priest, I would typically just kind of go into the room, I'd give some pious platitudes, I'd give the last rites, and I'd get out of there. But in reading this gospel and meditating on it, I realized that what I was doing was worthless, because I was trying to comfort myself. I didn't want to stand in a room where someone was suffering so greatly. And so I used those platitudes, those little things that we say to create distance between me and them. And then I'd give them the last rites, because honestly, that's why they called me in there, and I'd get out. Right? I didn't want to deal with the suffering before me. That's not what Christ does. He fully enters into the suffering. And when I could see that and understand it, I changed what I do. Now when I go in and I visit the dying, I ask two questions. One, how do you feel about dying? And normally, that so disarms them that they just laugh and say, well, not that great. And that's good, because it helps me move into the real question. Are you prepared to die? And when I ask them that, they have to stop and think. They have to evaluate their entire life and see, are they ready? And we go through all the relationships that are broken in their life, all the people they've never been able to forgive, and we start working through that piece by piece. And by the end, I've seen many wonderful things. I've watched people forgive things they thought they could never forgive. I've seen them heal relationships they thought were broken forever. I've even seen marriages restored. But in every case, I see someone who's finally ready to accept God's mercy, who's finally ready to be friends with Christ and meet him face to face. And it's tough. It's tough to sit there and go through all the wounds that someone carries with them. It's a great weight to carry with you, but it's what we have to do, because it's what Christ calls us to do. I think so often when we look at this gospel story, we reduce it to a mere miracle, that Jesus could raise someone from the dead. That's not really the point. The great miracle in this moment is that God in human flesh would come down and suffer with us, that he would enter into the depths of our misery, the sin and death that we brought into the world, that he would take all of that upon himself and weep, that he would weep with us because of what we have done, and then lift us back up and carry us to life. Right? That's the central piece of the Christian mystery, and that's what this story is all about. Christ calling us to go out and live like that, to encounter one another in our sufferings, to try and truly redeem all of the great evils that we have brought into this world. And so often we live our lives trying to avoid that, right? We build walls, we build up comfort for ourselves, we fill our lives with noise to cut out all of those things. We don't want to face the suffering and death in this world, and so we try to distract ourselves. And in those few moments when we're forced to confront suffering, we try and use little platitudes to push it away. Right? Someone's child dies, and we'll actually look them in the face and say, don't worry, it's God's will. Not only is that not helpful, it's not even true. It's a lie. God doesn't will the death of a child, doesn't will the death of anyone. We're the ones that did that. God gave us paradise. We chose sin and death. God hates death. He hates what we've done to this world and all the consequences that we face because of our choices. But he stands with us in it. He stands there and suffers with us. And we have to do the same for one another. We have to truly come face to face with it, to let go of all of those things that distract us and actually enter into it. I would say there's almost nothing better that you could do for your spiritual life than to go out and encounter true suffering. go out and help the poor, not by sending a check at a distance so you never have to see them, but actually walking up to them and saying, what do you need? How does it feel to be here? What can I do for you? To go into the room of someone who's dying and sit there, not trying to tell them that everything's going to be okay and make them feel better, but actually just sitting there, suffering with them, letting them say whatever they want to say. Going up to a friend who's suffering through something and not trying to push them through it faster so that we don't have to feel bad, but actually letting them suffer. Doing it with them, carrying that burden. If we can begin to live that out and practice it, we will have immense spiritual growth, because then we are experiencing exactly what Christ experienced. We are imitating him truly, bearing the burdens and the cost of our choices, our sins that have brought so much suffering into this world. If we could do that, then our sufferings, as in this story, would be transformed into salvation, into resurrection. That's what Christ wants from us, to transform this world by bearing one another's burdens and lifting everyone up. The more fully we can enter into that suffering, the more fully we can enter into the resurrection. That's what we were supposed to be doing all of this season of Lent, giving up all of those comforts and distractions so that we could come face to face with suffering, with Christ in our midst, and prepare ourselves for the resurrection. And so if we've failed in that up to this point, we still got 2 weeks. We have the chance to fix it, to go out, to find someone and suffer with them, so that when it comes to Easter Sunday, we are truly prepared for the resurrection. Having known the fullness and depths of humanity, we may then rise to new life with Christ and enjoy his fullness, his peace and joy forever.